Darcel 15, also known as Walter Cole, died on March 23, 2023, at the age of 92. Although she lived a long and full life, I share the grief of so many over her passing. I've known Darcel for 20 years, when she and her partner, Roxy, agreed to be part of Queens of Heart, my documentary that explores the social psychology of drag performance, and is set at the Darcel 15 Showplace in Portland. The film opens with Roxy musing on the therapeutic work they do at the club, with Darcel quipping, "And we don't get a damn dime for it." The subtitle of the film, Community Therapists in Drag, is both playful and pointed. The performers do indeed help audiences with the intense emotions that arise in this famous drag club, and specifically anxieties around gender and sexuality. And as we say in the film, this work requires a deep understanding of human psychology. Queens of Heart grew out of a class I taught years back on psychoanalysis, gender, and film at Portland State University. Students were looking for a research setting to pursue key themes taken up in the course, particularly the idea of gender as masquerade, a concept introduced by psychoanalyst Joan Riviere and developed further by feminist film theorists in the 1970s and 80s. While many of the students had been to the club, few realized its extensive involvement in civic work and activism, from gay rights to healthcare and poverty issues. But the feminist concept of gender as a performance was very much on display. When we began filming interview reactions at the club, I asked people about their responses to the performance. The typical response was, "They are so funny." When I probed further, people often expressed annoyance. But we were very much interested in the politics of humor in drag settings. Women are keenly aware of the hostile element in sexist jokes, where the guy rebuffs a complaint with "just kidding," or "you can't take a joke." The question for us as feminist filmmakers centered on identifying who pays the price of the joke in drag performances. Was it gay men, women, or gender in general? We decided that the drag performed at Darcel's parodied rigid patriarchal gender codes. As a psychologist and documentary filmmaker, I've been interested for some time in forms of work that are typically not taken seriously. Drag performance is one such form of work. The campy type of female impersonation carried out night after night for 60 years at this club is deeply appreciated by locals, but the skills behind the craft are sometimes overlooked. In making Queens of Heart, we set out to expose the work behind the act and also to turn the tables on audiences. Many people come to Darcel's ask, why do they do it? But as filmmakers, we were more interested in pursuing the question of why do they come? Part of the reason they come, we found, is that they are seeking something from the performers they cannot find elsewhere. A chance to acknowledge the anxieties and absurdities of sex, whether gay or straight, and to vicariously play with gender, suspending for a night the rigid boundaries between masculine and feminine. Young heterosexual women, the largest demographic group served by the club, tend to come in groups, particularly as bachelorette parties. Anxiety about getting married, over the domestication of desire that follows the day of celebration, makes freedom from constraints part of the last night out. Gay men offer an unthreatening place to act out the bad girl left behind in entering the role of the good wife. Young women, many from conservative Christian communities, routinely commented on how feel they free at the club. They described how female friends and family members had prepared their elaborate bad bride costume. "Is being a bride kind of like being a drag queen?" I sometimes asked. Many of the bachelorettes conferred among themselves before deciding on a response. "No one went," one young woman solemnly informed me. "Being a drag queen is more like being free, but being a bride is more like real life." In her interactive routines, Darcel would often weave straight and queer jokes into the act. "Have you heard that the lesbian basketball team finally got a sponsor, Snap-on Tools. Did you know the AMA reported a new study on Americans and their favorite position for having sex? It's the doggy position. He begs and she rolls over and plays dead. The audience roars. Did you know that there's a new club in Las Vegas where two animal tamers manage 30 tigers? Yes, 30 tigers, folks. That's a lot of puss for two gay guys. Audiences are carried across the threshold between queer and straight sex, just as they are across the boundary of sexual difference. Sex is absurdly funny, Darcel suggests through this joke work, whatever the mix of body parts and sex people involved. We in Portland have been incredibly lucky to have had Darcel 15 in our community for so many decades, and who, like a strong mother, encourages us to stand up to mean-spirited right-wing politics. As drag performers are once again targeted by reactionary politicians in regions of the country, we need to join in solidarity with these more visible members of the queer community. And we can draw on the spirit of Darcel as we also poke fun at their hypocrisies and pious moral outrage. This is Jan Hawken, remembering Darcel 15, for the Old Mole Variety Hour.
Don't you love a farce? My fault I fear.
I thought that you were what I want. Sorry, my dear.
But
where are the clowns? And in the clowns. Just when I saw opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual way, sure of my love. One is there. Is it bliss? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Thank you, buddy.